Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello everyone, Shannon Gates here with a special podcast edition for you for Australian Survivor. I just know that there's so much love and outpouring of support for Luke, the King of the Jungle, so I thought I'd quickly get his exit interview up for you as a standalone podcast. Then tomorrow we'll have the recap with Mike Bloom and Josh Wigler, and also the other exit interviews attached to that with the rest of the final three. So thank you so much for checking this out. This is just really a teaser of what's to come. We do have an full deep dive with Luke coming up in the next few days, which is super exciting, and some other deep dives coming. I just wanted to rush this one out to you while, you know, the country and the world is still in mourning, really. So I hope that you guys enjoy. Thank you for checking it out, and I will throw it to my chat with Luke.
Hey, what's going on, Shannon?
Luke, I'm so sad. I know that this is more on you than on me, but I'm so sad right now.
Look, you know, it was do or die for me out there, and I nearly pulled it off.
You did?
I nearly pulled it off. You know, it could have been a dream ending, but unfortunately, you know, I'll have to settle with the GoFundMe pages now at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we have to talk about the response I've seen in the last day or so. I've never seen anything like this. How do you feel about all the amazing support that you're getting and definitely deserve?
Oh, man, like, how do you respond to something like that? Like, I wish, you know, I'm one of those people that would love to respond to every single person and say thank you, you know, but it's like, physically impossible. So, you know, just to sit there and see everyone, you know, I've seen the comments, you know, I suppose from 2017, like, I knew I got a bit of love out of there, but this one's like, it's like it just, I don't know what's happened, it's just catapulted, and then on top of it, it's, yeah, I knew coming into, like, making it as far as I did and you know, the way I kind of went out, I was emotional, you know, and then Survivor has to chuck some, you know, jury music behind it as well to, to make it even more. And I was like, you know, it really, I found it hard to watch myself, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you ask what the response is to, like, no one else that I've seen can rally a country and a global community, I think, like you have. Like, that is a testament to you as a person that everyone is rallying behind you so much. And I'm so glad that support is so deserved. But we're obviously going to get into the deep dive in a few days, but I still have some major questions for you now.
Yeah, yeah,
The first one, so what was the decision like to go on, obviously leaving your daughter behind, and she was just born in your family? It must have been obviously really tough.
Yeah, look, you know, we made the decision that, you know, the baby we thought was going to come out healthy, and then it didn't happen. And so I got asked, I'd say about 6-7 weeks before the baby was born, that I was potentially going back. So I feel like it gave me enough time before and after, like, you know, to spend with the baby and also to prepare for the show. But the one thing I didn't prepare for was the baby being diagnosed with cystic fibrosis and also having a thing called something ileus, meconium ileus, right? And that's like a bowel blockage. So that means that she needed emergency surgery ASAP, right from the get-go. So Mary gives birth, shows the baby to Mary, and then they take the baby away in this incubator kind of thing and run her straight to a different hospital where she will live for the next 3.5-4 weeks. So that's what I had to deal with, preparing for Survivor, having to go to one hospital and then drop the kids off at school and then go to the other hospital and, you know, doing the rounds while I'm doing all these doctor's tests and all this type of stuff. And they reckon the last time that it happened was 6 years ago, like a baby with this type of, you know, stuff. And it happened to be there was a baby in the hospital at the exact same time, born a day earlier, with the exact same issue with CF and meconium ileus. So I was thinking it was quite common. I was like, oh, this is common. Like, everyone gets it. You know what I mean? Surely it's not that bad. And then I find out the last reported case was like 5 or 6 years ago. And I was like, well, you just put me in a false sense of security by having two in the same intensive care unit. And if you learn very quickly when your child is diagnosed with something, whether it be autism, whether it be anything else, but obviously with her being diagnosed with CF, we learned that you can't have two CF babies in the same room or in the same area because they can catch each other's diseases and bacteria and kill each other. So, man, taking that all in, going into the game, I actually, like, I kind of a little bit didn't care if I got voted out straight away.
Yeah.
You know, I, as much as I, like, yeah, I wanted to do well and I wanted to, you know, I was never going to change my approach to the game, but I, you know, if I got blindsided early, I would have been happy because I at least go home to my family and my baby and that's still a good thing for me, you know? But unfortunately, I made it so far and then lost, you know.
Unfortunately, you had to flip that tribe swap, flip the Sporty 7 alliance. You shouldn't be flipping the game so much.
I know. Unfortunately, I managed to sit there and weasel my way all the way to top 4 and then lose it in the clutch moment. So, like, you know, I still now sit back and I get home and the baby's fine. You know, obviously there's a lot that went on while I was away. She had to have another operation while I was away. She... and that didn't go well either. So there was a lot at home that was happening. You know, I'm sitting there trying to keep my head in the game. And, that's why it was such an emotional one for me to then, you know, not make it to there. And now I'm like, oh, well, this is all a waste. You know, I didn't win no car. I didn't win no money. I feel like I did so well. And once again, I, like, fall short, you know. I'm not a bitter person, so I'll never sit there and take it away from Pierre. I'll never take it away from Baden or Harry, you know, for them choosing that direction. That's just a part of the game, and I would have done the same to them, you know. But it was just a hard pill to swallow after I seen my fire get burnt out and I had to walk down that little walkway, you know, to then finish off my game. And that's when I was trying to hold together. You can see me looking at Jonathan and I'm like, you know, I'm holding it in as much as like a champagne bottle with a cork that's not held in by nothing, you know. And the moment I walked down and was out of view, I seen one of the production crew and I was just an absolute mess. And I'm not a big crier. Like, I don't cry very often. You know, I think I've cried like twice or three times in 10 years, you know, but that game is brutal, you know, like, especially when you get that deep in the game and then it gets taken away from you. So, Yeah, to watch now even these final three, you're going to have to see them too. Whoever it is, lose their dream as well. So, I'm only final four. Can you imagine losing at final two or final three? And that's when you start feeling how real it is,
Probably pretty real either way. But, I watched your Drury Villa and Abby was saying she wouldn't have turned on you. Do you look back at that awesome 2-1-1 now and kind of regret the decision to take out Abby, or do you still think that was the right call?
It's hard not to. I think when I actually put the parchment up, I was like, I hope I don't regret this, And I said, but Abs, you're an incredible athlete. You're always right up my ass on every challenge. You know what I mean? She was. And then on top of it, I was thinking, what if I go make the three with her, say, for instance, and then we're holding on to a pole. She blitzed that car. She held on for like twice as long as everybody else. And she was always up my ass with challenge. And Harry and Batem and Peel were nowhere to be seen in any of the challenges, And that last one, when I put the balls in, that was...
Yeah.
I misplayed that, but that was... I couldn't hear Jonathan calling out. I was running up and down the thing. I went to put the fourth ball in before he even said, put your fourth ball in, because I couldn't hear him. He was standing right near Harry's, right at the front, right on the corner there. And as I'm running up and down, because you're just in a motion of, keeping it going... I thought he called to put the first ball in because I couldn't hear it. So I went to go put it in and Peter was like, no, you can't. And I was like, what? And she goes, he hasn't called it. And I was like, oh, I thought he called it. And then I kept running and I was like yelling out at the loudest of my voice, I can't hear you, And then when I heard Peter say, oh, yeah, he just called 60 seconds. I was like, well, I don't want to miss the countdown of, 3-2-1 kind of thing. So I decided to make a stupid decision and put it in way before the end. And, that was a bad move, but you got to live with those quick decisions when you're on a thing. And that's what potentially cost me, because as soon as everybody put that fourth ball in, it came like just a ding,
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You dropped out before they put the fourth ball in. So that seems really tricky. Yeah, and from a broad perspective, we've spoken about how you kind of changed a lot of your game from last time you played. Like, what kind of different strategy did you go into this season with compared to last season?
Well, the idea is I'm never going to change too much of, it's my first time it worked, what I was doing, that worked. But I thought I'll change my different strategy, which is one, find someone that's a bigger version of me, the better looking version of me, the guy that, maybe all the, the girls would want to get around. And I didn't know David at all. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know nothing about him being friends with Sarah. I didn't know anything that he liked jiu-jitsu, didn't like that he was a model. I just was like, looked at him, I was like, me and you, brother. And then he was happy with that. That was because I was like, just pointing him straight out, let's just play the game together. And then it just happened to be he ended up being one of the best people to ever play with, and he was exactly what I wanted. If you can't change too much of your game, but if you can change one, you need to change little parts of the game that might help benefit you. And it did. But also you got to think one of those things. If it wasn't, say, Dave Blindside, potentially there's a good chance that I could have been the guy if they can't get him, So it creates little buffers. Like when you get these physical challenges, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll take, say, for instance, Pierre or take Abby. I just constantly felt like that I was under fire when I had those four necklaces. Now, no one had to tell me, but I kind of just felt it, But then, to hear Abby... to hear Abby say, yeah, I wasn't targeting you, I suppose it kind of was like, have I done the right thing? Maybe I could have convinced her over Pierre to take me because she was a bit more emotionally invested, she's a bit more emotional. But hindsight, it's all, what if and hindsight. But the idea, what I had in my mind was pull off that move, blindside everyone. No one would have thought it coming. I take out my biggest threat. And then at that time, I'm thinking I'm four immunities and I'm equal with Sean and Brian. If I can pull one more out, I'll become the most dominant challenge person ever, and that rolls me in. And the idea is I was probably going to get rid of Baden next and then roll in with Pierre and Harry as final three.
Mm.
But it just, I lost.
Yeah.
I lost. You know, you sometimes roll the dice on, you know, how you want to finish the game out. And I thought, man, if I can do that, that's the... And, you know, if I won that thing, are people going to say, oh, you made the wrong move? Not at all. They're going to go, far out, he did it, you know?
Yeah. I totally saw all the logic of what you were doing and that it was such a cool 2-1-1. Like, you pulled off so much this season, flipped the game multiple times, the Simon vote at the swap, the sporty 7. Like, what do you look back at as your best move in the game?
Look, for shits and giggles, I did like stealing Andy's visor. That was a funny part in the game, extremely funny part in the game, but only I and Dave and Johnny knew about it, so we didn't tell anyone else. And I think they really under-edited me and Baden and me and John. We had a good thing going there as well. We had a lot of alliances. I had a bomb alliance with Abby, I had a Stars Alliance with Baden, I had the Dream Team Alliance, obviously, with Dave, I had a Hammer Brothers Alliance with Ross, just like I did in 2017, I named all the alliances and I had it all kind of wrapped up. Dave had the same, so we counted our alliance names, and it was like 10 a pair, you know, and we were just working the team, and even when I got to merge, and I was like trying to throwing Dave under the bus, but trying just to get in so I knew if they were ever going to blindside him. You know, it was nothing. You're kind of able to do both when you do that. You're able to stay within a group and play both sides. So I was still playing champion strong, pretending I was like keeping tabs on Harry the whole time, which I wasn't. I think the one even with the girls, how I got Abby to flip was huge.
Yeah.
How I promised the other girls had promised me top three, which they hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a good chat that night where I was like, you know, they've been promised me top three. And then, like, she was like, oh, they've been promised me top three. And I was like, well, you remember me and them were before you flipped from your sporty alliance. So we were, like, even tighter than you. And she was like, yeah, you're right, you know. So all those little lies and little conversations were just enough to pivot the game in my favour. But, you know, maybe I made that move just a little bit too early on Abby, but yeah, look, obviously my best move is the one where I had all the power. I could have just gone back into camp, played it very simply, and just played it on whoever, sent, you know, anyone home, and then just and then let the three battle it out for whoever and just stayed out of it. But that's not my game, you know. I was going to go in there and make sure everybody knew who was in charge to the jury.
No regrets, Luke. You played such an amazing game. We're going to get into all of it on the deep dive. So once again, so much love from the RHAP community, and I will chat to you soon. There you have it, guys. Luke was literally getting onto a plane as he was doing this interview, so we really had to cut it at the end there. Luckily, we have the deep dive opportunity because I have just hundreds of questions, and also I need something to distract me from my sadness. I mean, there's a GoFundMe, as we talked about, out there right now. I just bought a creeping shirt, so that's going to be my new podcast uniform, so I'm making it work. Don't feel too sorry for me. But also, based on what I'm saying, I mean, feel a little sorry for me. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you will check out the recap when it comes out with the rest of the exit interviews, and long live the King of the Jungle. Bye!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.